Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 1. The Reverend Phil Krupski is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The first reading is from Acts, the first chapter. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up. After he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. Afterward, Jesus appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. They went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our ascended Lord, amen. The text for our meditation today is from Acts chapter 1, which was read a moment ago. I just share the first three of those verses again, where Luke wrote, I have made first word concerning all these things, O Theophilus, of which Jesus began to do and also to teach, until which day, having commanded the apostles whom he had chosen through the Holy Spirit, he was taken up. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering in many proofs through 40 days, letting himself be seen by them and speaking things concerning the kingdom of God. How detailed is your personal calendar? You know, these days, many of us keep our calendars digitally, don't we? Maybe an app on the phone or something on your computer. For me, I'm sort of a calendar generalist. Certainly the big things are there. The board meeting that I needed to attend this morning, it was on my calendar. Certainly, this privilege of being able to share God's word today in chapel, it was on my calendar. But I really don't think that next Tuesday, when I'm in Detroit going to Jimmy John's for lunch is going to make it to calendar level for me. It's too granular for me. I get too uncomfortable with trying to predict exactly what is going to happen every 15 minutes all day long, every day of the week, every day of the year. Because experience has taught me that most of the time my plans don't end up being the things that actually happen. And I need to leave room for those who need me, for God to be able to work in that special way that He has chosen to do. So my plans are often overrun by God's plans, so I find it kind of useless to put too much detail into my calendar, or I'll just get even more frustrated. So how much detail would I see in your calendars if you pulled out your phones right now and showed me your calendar for the rest of today? You know, I think most of us understand in our culture that there is a time for everything. Whether people are spiritual or secular, I hear that sentiment often reflected. There's kind of a time for everything. But what is misunderstood by our culture is that that appointed time for everything is God's time and not our time. Because our culture wants to remain in control of everything. And on this Ascension Day, we are reminded that God's appointed time for every moment of time has one central purpose, and that central purpose of God's time is always and only and fully Jesus and what God has done and continues to do through the ministry of Jesus. Why am I so focused on time? Because our text from Acts 1, and if you have those words in front of you, I don't mind that you keep browsing through that, but as you look at those words, you see how often there is a reference to time. Certainly, when Jesus gathered with his disciples, they said, "So, is this the moment where you are going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And Jesus responded to you, "It's not for you to know the time that the Father has appointed." That didn't mean the Father hadn't appointed the time. He had. It wasn't for them to know the time, just as I don't know what the rest of today will bring. Nor do you. As we read through Luke's letters to Theophilus, the Gospel of Luke, and certainly his second letter that we most often call the Acts of the Apostles, we see lots of references to things about Jesus, though, that were locked into time. Maybe one of the most famous chapters of Luke's Gospel in chapter 2 is his birth. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus. Paul would talk about that in Galatians 4 by saying, at just the right time, at the Kairos, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. God's right time, Jesus came. We read through the gospel and we see that his death happened at just the right time. And then on the third day, just as Jesus had predicted, he would rise up again and show himself to be alive. That resurrection day was an appointed day, not by accident, but by God's appointment, by God's ordaining. That day when Jesus conquered death for us. And now in our verses for today from Acts chapter 1, we hear Luke recording that in the days following the resurrection, that Jesus used those for a purpose to present himself alive to the apostles with many convincing proofs. Paul referenced that in 1 Corinthians 15, where he talked about that during those days that Jesus appeared to more than 500 of the believers. But then those days of those convincing proofs visibly seeing the resurrected Jesus Christ were to come to an end. As Luke tells us in our text for this morning, that after 40 days, that time of resurrection proof was going to come to a conclusion. And then came the appointed time of Jesus' ascension back into heaven. Oh, and Jesus had said, you're going to receive a gift from me not many days from now. That gift of the Holy Spirit that would be poured out upon them on Pentecost only 10 days later after the ascension. And then after that Pentecost, that gift of God's Spirit, then the clock would be reset again, ticking away until the day that Jesus returns. Remember the message of the angels to the disciples as they were standing there watching into the clouds after Jesus ascended, saying, this same Jesus whom you have seen go into heaven will come back in the same way that you have seen him go. I think you get it by now, right? There's a lot of time going on here. God's Outlook calendar would be really full with lots of things. But most of that time, for the apostles, for the rest of the believers, they would have had no idea in advance exactly when and how all of these things were going to unfold. Yet even as we wait for that promise, the ticking clock of waiting until Jesus comes back, we don't just wait impatiently like I do, standing in front of the microwave oven at lunchtime, waiting for those seconds to painfully tick away. But instead, we wait with anticipation, certainly, but also with purpose. Our purposeful waiting is all tied to the mission. The mission that Jesus was giving to his apostles, that after those 40 days of him constantly giving the physical resurrection appearances to them, now it was their turn to go out and be the witnesses of the crucified and risen Savior. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, then Samaria, then to the ends of the earth. That is the purpose for which God has ordained these days. It is a purpose that often gets lost, not just on the minds of the world, but also on our minds as well. We look into our world and see all of the crazy and say, how does any of this make sense? And quite honestly, because of the destruction of sin, our world doesn't make sense. But this time makes sense, because these are the days of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, by which God's Spirit will convert hearts and bring more people into salvation. That's God's purpose. Why God ordained today. And yet we get so distracted, don't we? We hear about God's purpose this morning again on this Ascension Day, and we celebrate. We can even sing about it. But we get so distracted by so many other things that seem to clog up our calendars. How full is your calendar? And of those things that are filling your calendar, how many of those things are really connected with the gospel of Jesus Christ? We think that so many things are so important. And yet in the end, the thing that makes today special is that we get to be witnesses of Jesus. God has also ordained during these days, not just that we bear witness, but that within the church that we continually offer that forgiveness of Jesus. To cover over all sin, even our sin, of elevating nonsense things to things of great importance on our calendars. We gather here this morning at the Lord's table to receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. For the forgiveness of our sins, we eat and drink that in. as Jesus covers us once again with his grace, we leave from here today knowing that we are fully forgiven, always. And there's a tug on us at this meal this morning, a tug to put down the phone with its calendar, and a tug to hear that proclamation again that says, therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, praising you and singing. It's tugging us away from the constructs of time into that eternity when we will never have time again. And all of that in order to praise and rejoice in Jesus who has rescued us. He has given us the opportunity to be part of his eternalness, fully forgiven, fully new. And in that eternal perspective, we keep one eye on the heavens and one eye on the plow, doing our work. See, I have a special gift. I only use one eye at a time. Everybody else in the world, they look at the same thing with their eyes. They say, my one eye goes here and one eye goes there. I can see two things kind of at once. One eye on heaven, one eye on the plow, doing the work that the Lord has given us. And we engage this world, sharing the witness of Jesus Christ, understanding that there certainly is a time for everything. We're just not going to know what that is. Nothing will ever catch God off guard. And in that, we find peace. Because God's time is always the best time, because God's time is always about sharing Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.